Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Each time we do this, we look at those who are listening in the group, knowing who you are, knowing your name and light, knowing what you're doing on the planet, what you've come with, the victories, the fears, and we see in you disbelief that it's happening at all. The human being is the one who channels, and it always has been that way. Always. The scriptures that you read and that you say are the word of God or the word of men and women channeling. It's not a voice from the sky. And that is because God is inside all humanity. In whatever way that you want to picture it, if you want to say it's in the DNA, if you want to say it's in the corporeal, any of these, God's in you. You may say, well, it must be some kind of multidimensional piece that nobody's identified yet. It's fine to say that, as long as you admit that there's inside you the creative source. Dear ones, there's many planets in the universe. In your galaxy, for millions of years, there's been life. You are the new kids on the block. Not all the life has got inside. It's a system that is beautiful, and this planet right now is the newest and the one that is going in to a major shift. My partner tells the story of the precession of the equinoxes, a time when humanity and the ancients saw was the marker. If you didn't make it past then, it was over. The test was over. And the test is not of humanity. The test is of energy, of dark and light, of benevolence and compassion, of consciousness. Not only did you pass it, you were well past that point at which it could ever be reversed. My partner says the snowball is rolling, and you'll understand that in a bit, toward a higher consciousness, a change in human nature. There'll come a time when channeling will not be needed, when the connection to the higher self and the meld to the innate is so complete that all of you will understand and know you're a piece of the Creator. You won't look at each other and point the finger and say you're doing it wrong. Instead, you will honor all of the methods of worship, of love. Why would it matter how somebody decides to love God? Why would it matter? Why does it matter? And that's because you've come out of a survival situation where literally that's all you've done for eons, and now you're starting to turn around and realize that a higher consciousness is beginning. We've told you several times, including the last time we channeled, that black and white is going to be seen so much clearer. And there won't be those who can, what you say, pull the wool over your eyes near as much. And you're seeing it all over the planet. There's starting to be transparency. You'll see who is who and what is what. We told you also that the darkness will literally fight for its life in these years, and you're seeing that because the light quotient of the planet has started to increase. And leading the way in all of these things is the old soul. Dear ones, that is who sits in front of me and who listens to these channels. The well of knowledge and experience that you have on this planet is astonishing. Since the beginning, so many of you are originals. Others who are not original still have had eons of experience. You cannot ask the question, am I an old soul? Intuitively, if you simply sit there and go inside, you know things. Some of you are part of systems, a belief. And the reason that you've been drawn there is because you know things. Intuitively, it's self-evident to you. The search for God within you, old soul, is something you have done over and over and over. I'm going to talk more about that tonight and describe something else that's going on the planet that is old soul specific. You are the ones leading the way. You're going to feel this first. To some, it's tearing you apart. And I know who's here. I know who's listening. You cannot sit on a fence anymore, dear ones. You see the light in yourselves and you cannot hide it. You cannot pretend to be something else. And the last channel, we even ask you, when you leave this room, who are you? Do you carry the benevolence and the beauty of meditation out the door with you, or is it only in a box when you decide to meditate? You can't separate it like that anymore. You can't turn it on and off anymore. So many of you have led that which you may call, correctly or incorrectly, shamanic energy. That is to say, you were the one in the village who could do the magic, who could do the healing, who understood what the stars were saying and the numerology had, who could literally foretell potentials that were coming. You lived on the edge of the village because nobody wanted to be with you. I'm going to talk more about that tonight too. You carry this. This is your lineage. The ancestors and the ancients were you. And now here you are again at the shift. And the things that are disturbing some of you are the adjustments that are going on inside. Some of them are health. Some of them are consciousness. Some of them are all manner of issues that have shocked you because they've only arrived in the last couple of years. And I want to tell you, dear ones, do you have the courage to raise your hand in the dark in the closet when you're alone in the bed and say, thank you, God, for this? For it is a recalibration of your corporeal self, of your consciousness, of your beliefs, of your awareness into a loving state if you allow it. Dear ones, if you fight it, with free choice, it'll leave you alone. But you're an old soul, and you know it. These things are not subtle. They don't belong in some esoteric box that you turn on and off. It is the new human on this planet. I want to tell you more about who you are, what's going on, and why. In just a little while. But until then, I'm going to close with this. My partner has emulated the phrase that I use, that I ask about. Why are you afraid of the love of God? What is it that makes you hold up your hand and say, not today? It's time to take a look. And that's what we're going to do very soon. I want you to feel the love and the benevolence in this message. Kryon has come in because you turned the corner. You went through the precession of the equinoxes, and all the calendars of the ancients have said the same thing, that if you made it, stand by for a higher consciousness, things you didn't expect on the planet. Into a place that you didn't expect you could ever go. A beautiful place where humans have compassion for one another and awareness for one another in ways that you haven't seen with what you call old human nature. A place that'll be so different that everything before 2012 will someday be known as the old times, the barbaric energy. That is where it's going. I am a messenger of this, whether you believe it or not. There will come a time when you drag out these recordings and you will nod your head and you'll say everything he said was right. Whether you believe it now or not, this is your lineage. And so it is.